Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Planned Parenthood only commits to racist lip service. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom with Holly Mead. Well, Planned Parenthood's current president, Alexis Johnson, said that they are going to finally admit, and they're not going to defend anymore, the racist statements and history of their founder, Margaret Sanger. Now, that's a big admission for this abortion giant, because clearly Margaret Sanger was a racist. She was a eugenicist. She wanted to wipe out certain populations, particularly minority populations and others, so that she could develop a super race, part of this whole eugenic social Darwinianism, the same kind of worldview that Adolf Hitler shared and many others shared at her time. That was her. That's what she was all about. Now they have, for years, they've tried to take away the right of people to quote her books, her pamphlets. Now they finally said, well, you know, we're not going to defend her anymore. But does that really do anything?
No, they can't backpedal and disavow this racist history. It's just lip service, because their actions don't line up with that. I mean, Planned Parenthood commits 40% of abortions, 40% of abortions in the United States, which includes about 247 black babies per day.
Yeah, abortion-induced deaths of the unborn in the black community are 69 times higher than HIV deaths, 31 times higher than all other homicides, 3.6 times higher than cancer-related deaths, and 3.5 times higher than deaths caused by heart disease.
But this is not surprising, Matt, because Planned Parenthood intentionally locates 86% of its abortion facilities in or near minority neighborhoods in the 25 counties with the most abortions. 86%. It's an intentional, so don't say you're not racist.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just lip service. You know, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has reported that 117,626 black children were killed by surgical abortion in the U.S. in 2018. And these deaths accounted for 33.6% of the total abortions that year. I mean, that's amazing as it relates to Planned Parenthood. You know, they do 40% of all abortions in the United States, which includes 247 abortions on black babies per day. So, you know, their social media mantra might be Black Lives Matter, but that's just words, because they really don't matter for the least of us, the most vulnerable segment of our society, the preborn children.
And you look at Margaret Sanger, you know, she had the same worldview. In fact, she saw Adolf Hitler as a mentor, and she saw abortion as a tool to help accomplish population control, which she says to weed out the so-called undesirable races. That means those of different skin colors, those who maybe have Down syndrome, those who are not, she considers, the perfect part of the perfect human race. So she, in 1916, she opened the first birth control clinic in the United States called the Birth Control League, which was later named Planned Parenthood, to help create the superior race. Now, granted, a lot of people think, okay, Planned Parenthood, I go there to get birth control. Well, it's a birth control, which is a lower dose to intentionally get women sexually active and pregnant.
Yeah, I mean, that it started off as birth control. And if you go back, I mean, there's a great book. It's a big book, but it's a one that I think it will really move you. It will really open your eyes, and it's called Imbeciles. There's a subtitle to it. The author is, last name is Cohen, and it's about the Supreme Court decision, Buck versus Bell. But more than that, it talks about Margaret Sanger, it talks about Planned Parenthood, talks about this whole social Darwinianism movement that ultimately made the foundation for this decision at the U.S. Supreme Court. And that is where they were upholding Virginia's forcibly taking Carrie Buck and sterilizing her. Why? Because they didn't want to propagate any more of that kind of person, what they would refer to as a, quote, imbecile, which she wasn't an imbecile. That's a technical term. So is the word idiot a technical term? It has a certain level of cognitive. So I would never use those words because go back and look at what they really mean. They are derogatory words, and they were used to hurt people. But they classified her as an imbecile. Well, if you're wanting to evolve a super race, you don't want, quote, imbeciles. They drag down the human population in their view because they believe in evolution. They believe in random chance, survival of the fittest. If you look at Darwin's Origin of the Species, the subtitle of it is, you know, the survival of the fittest. It is a eugenics subtitle, and that's what it's all about.
All right. You know, Alexis Johnson, the current president, said, and she wrote in this op-ed, we will no longer make excuses or apologize for Margaret Sanger's actions, but we can't simply call her racist, scrub her from our history, and move on. We must now examine how we have perpetuated her harms over the last century as an organization, an institution, and as individuals. So then you look at last year, Planned Parenthood brutally ended the lives of a record number, 354,871 precious unborn babies via abortion. That's an increase of 9,199 from the previous year. Even during this whole corona thing, Planned Parenthood increased in profit. So tell me, Johnson, does that mean you will stop killing these babies and you will stop selling their baby body parts?
No, and in fact, they got the PPP loans and they were still considered essential. And so they stayed open and they killed more babies during this lockdown across the country. You know, Sanger stated, quote, more children from the fit and less from the unfit. That is the chief aim of birth control, close quote. She also said, Superman is the aim of birth control, close quote. She once gave a talk to the KKK and helped promote the, quote, Negro Project, close quote. That's her words. In her own words, she said, birth control means the release and cultivation of the better racial elements in our society and the gradual suppression, elimination, and eventual extirpation of defective stocks, those human weeds which threaten the blooming of the finest flowers of American civilization.
That's disgusting.
That is disgusting. She also said in a letter to Clarence Gable in 1939, she wrote, quote, we do not want word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population. And the minister is the man who can straighten out that idea if it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members.
So she just said the silent part out loud there.
Yeah. So, you know, Planned Parenthood actually has a clergy council even today where they have these. One of the so-called ministers, a woman, said that she actually got her, quote, calling to go into the ministry by working at a Planned Parenthood abortion clinic, helping babies kill their children.
What?
I mean, how perverse is that? And she's on their, quote, clergy council. They're trying to use, just like Adolf Hitler tried to use the Jewish rabbis to convince the Jews to get on the trains to go to their death. Planned Parenthood has tried back then to use the ministers to say, well, if this word ever gets out that one of our goals is to eliminate the black population, we need your help to kind of tamp it down and give us legitimacy. And that's what they're doing with their so-called clergy council. It's despicable.
You know, and we represent, of course, Sandra Merritt. So we know that what they're doing, not only killing these babies every day, but then selling their body parts for huge amounts of profit, even $1 would be too much. So they're in it for a business. This has nothing to do with anything besides a business and making money and padding their pockets.
Pray for our case and Sandra Mayer. We are now at the Court of Appeals in the civil case. It's a massive case that's at the Court of Appeals. And we're also now in the criminal case, moving towards perhaps a trial later in the fall. It's the most expensive case in our history. You can go to lc.org/Sandra, lc.org/Sandra, to learn more about this case. Pray for Sandra, pray for our legal team, pray for the Ministry of Liberty Council, and pray that America returns to the foundation where it respects human life, made in the image of God, from the moment of conception through all spectrums of life. lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. lc.org.